Joining us now is Mark Simon, Sports Info Solutions. Mark A. Simon says on Twitter, you want to follow him, very interesting. Mark, how are you today?
Good, happy to talk to you.
Very good. Madison Bumgarner today. Boy, you called it for Beattie. I want to commend you on last Saturday. Beattie, the curveball wasn't there, but the sliders, 13 of 16, and he followed it up last night. Can we talk about Beattie for a second before we go to Bumgarner?
Yeah, I think I had the right idea, and I guess the wrong pitch.
All right, but it had a break to it. You know that.
Yeah, it did, and it was very good in the start against the Dodgers. 13 of 16, as you said. Six outs, no base runners allowed with it. Not the same against the Marlins, only 22 for strikes, which has been his bugaboo, has been throwing the breaking ball for strikes. But the fastball was really good yesterday, coming in about 94, 95. Didn't get swings and misses, but got outs. It was a productive start for him. I think he was kind of helped by the fact that they don't have much of a lineup now, especially with Brian Anderson out and the other injuries that they've got. A good close to the season for him, though. I think you always say, you know, September, you never know what you're going to face because you're going to wind up facing teams like the Marlins that don't have much left. But positives for him, and that's what you want, I think, at the end of the season.
Yeah, very good for Beattie, and that's the second good one in a row. He needs about another 12, and then things will be good for him. Madison Bumgarner, at home he's been terrific. On the road, not so terrific. What do you make of it?
Yeah, this is not now a one-year thing. This is a multiple-year issue for him, and it's essentially something that, has been there at various points in his career, and B, isn't surprising given where he pitches at home. But I think there's going to be an interesting discussion this offseason because you kind of have Gerrit Cole on this one plateau and then other pitchers on that next plateau, Bumgarner, Keuchel certainly being among them, and concerned because this is now a 5 ERA over 25 starts on the road the last two seasons, 26 home runs and 143 innings. That's not good. He's terrific in San Francisco, and maybe that's incentive for him to come back. But the road thing, and it's not one start. I was looking at this the other day. It's like six or seven starts where he just.
This is Miller and Fleming on KNBR, FM, and AM, the sports leader.
Mind, I guess on around November 15th or so.
Talking to Mark Simon. Mark, is there a player or a moment or a situation, a stat that maybe is going to stand out as the remembered spot of the 2019 season for the Giants? So many storylines off the field with Bochy leaving, maybe Bumgarner leaving, Farhan coming in. How are we going to remember this year?
Yeah, I think the goodbyes will certainly be at the front of mind. And then I think if you were going to title a highlight video, trial and error would be the way to title it, just because there's been a lot of trial, a lot of trials, and a few errors along the way in the field, and just players that didn't work out. They have certainly given everyone a shot. There's 62 guys have been up there this year. I think that and like originally, I think you would have said like the bullpen was what carried the team, but now not as much because all those guys got traded or got hurt. And that's the unfortunate thing out of this is that the positive memories are essentially goodbye type things between Bochy and Bumgarner, and then the guys getting dealt like Melanson, essentially at their peak point, and Dyson too, and then the other guys that stayed behind getting hurt.
Boy, interesting. Mark Simon with us. Adam, of course, out at the public house with the music going. Adam, I can hear you out there.
Okay, I can't hear you in there, Marty.
Okay, you hang in there.
All right.
We'll come right back to you here along with Mark Simon of Sports Info Solutions. Mark, talking with you about pitching is one thing. What about the defense for the Giants? Do we remember anything about the defense? Because, look, the outfield defense last year was abysmal. It's got to be better this year. And what about the defense overall in general?
I think it's significantly better this year, and that's a credit to a number of people. Pilar would certainly be one. Mike Yastrzemski would actually be another. I think we referenced this at another point, that in terms of that defensive run save stat, he fares very well. I think he's kind of leveled off a little bit, but he was among the top guys at the – he's not Bellinger – but at the corners, he's not bad. And in fact, the Giants have gotten whoever they've put in right field has been very good. Whoever they've put in center has been It's mostly been Pilar, has been good enough and certainly a major upgrade over last season. Brandon Crawford, little step back, but still not horrible, just slower, essentially. And I guess Belt a little bit the same thing. But Longoria, very good at third base. And Buster didn't hit this year at all. But Buster behind the plate was essentially what you would expect of Buster behind the plate in his prime. Very good pitch framer, very good pitch blocker, good with the staff, and just did an all-around decent job. The Giants rank fifth in the National League in defensive run saves, which I think is a pretty good showing for them.
Mark, before we let you go, I want to talk briefly about the National League wild card. The American League wild card been sort of tight with the same three teams for the last month or so, but the NL is sort of starting to iron itself out a bit. The Diamondbacks finally cooled off. They've lost six in a row. The Mets not totally in it, but still 3.5 out. What do you make of the Phillies and the Brewers? Are they still in this thing with the Cubs and the Nationals? The Nationals clearly have the pitching to run away with it.
Yeah, the Nationals should wind up with the number one spot. They're running into some trouble playing Atlanta, though. The Cubs looked like they were fading, and now they've had the good fortune to play a Pirate team that has just been dreadful in the second half of the year. Although I guess maybe not the case of San Francisco, but the wind has been blowing out at Wrigley Field, and the Cubs have taken advantage of it. I still think, even without Yelich, that the Brewers have a shot because they're only a game out. They don't have to be that great, and they have guys that are, like, good enough on the pitching staff. They don't have any aces, but you put it together every single day, and you essentially what they did in the playoffs, you got 2 weeks to do that. They could go, if Braun or Thames or someone like that got hot, they could go on a run that would be good enough. They don't have to be outstanding. They just have to be, like, 9-6, 10-5 to do it. Mets are on the fringe. Phillies. Unless I think Harper gets super hot, I don't think the Phillies are going to do it just because their schedule is very tough. They still have some interleague games that are challenging, including tonight.
Boy, you look at this National League wild card, and it's amazing because the Cubs and Cardinals are going to play seven times in the last 10 days. And pitching tonight, we're going to do our scoreboard here in a minute, but pitching tonight for St. Louis is Flaherty. And I'll guarantee you the Cubs are going to get Flaherty twice in those last seven games, and nothing better the Cardinals would like to do to knock the Cubs out. I'm not a believer yet in the Cubs.
Yeah, I'm not totally there either. The vibe there just is not good. It always seems very negative in terms of that they feel like that there are these higher expectations that they haven't met. And they've had a weird kind of season. Now it's like Nicholas Castellanos is one of the guys that's carrying them. And I would not have predicted that when they made that trade, but he's been really good. And I would say I have a feeling that the final weekend that there will be a meaningful game for at least two teams, if not three, in the NL wildcard race.
Boy, interesting. Mark, a pleasure having you on. I appreciate it.
Cool.
All right, that is Mark A. Simon Says on Twitter. You want to follow him. Of course, it's Sports Info Solutions. Always has good information.